Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Mike in Wallingford.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good.
Are you underwater right now?
Where this place that I had sex with was on a job site in a machine.
In a machine?
Oh, what kind of machine?
Yeah, and a man lift. We were doing a metal roof, and my coworker happened to be a woman, and you couldn't see us from the ground, and one thing led to another. And we had lunch up there, as you could say.
Yes, you did.
Lunch. The code word.
Lunch al fresco.
All right, so.
Up there on the roof.
You gave her a sub.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Wow.
But we don't work together no more.
Was that awkward after?
Yeah, it was the boss's granddaughter. It was like 15 years ago.
Oh, that's complicated.
I don't know if she ever told him, but he listens to PLR, so he might be listening right now.
Hello.
That's even funnier.
Did you get the shingles?
How old were you guys at the time?
I was 30, and she was probably like 27, maybe.
Oh.
Around there.
That's interesting. Usually, I think that during your 20s, you do most of that.
You do.
Yeah, so...
It was the thing rocking? Because I've been up in one of those, and I was just, you know, freaking out.
Yeah, it was rocking, but I had it on the roof. And
oh, you had it resting on the roof?
Yeah, hovering over, and we were like, it was like we were playing Twisters up there.
Nice.
Because, you know, trying to screw in the metal roof, and one thing led to another, and things got hot up there.
Yeah.
Even hotter than it was, I should say.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, and
I had fun.
Yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah.
I still do.
You still do?
Not at this moment, right?
No, not at this moment. Okay. Right now, I'm driving to a job, so.
He's on break right now.
Yeah. All right, you're in the running for BlackBerry smoke tickets. Phil, did you get his number? Excellent. All right. Thank you, Mike. Eric and Naugatuck.
Hey, how you doing, Chad?
Hey.
Listen to you guys every morning. Makes
Thank
my
you.
Morning going to work.
Thank you. You got
Thank
AJ
you.
Here.
Thank
Ashley.
You.
Oh, I got a good one for you, bro.
All right.
I was at my cousin's Jack and Jill party, and me and my fiance had a little bit too much to drink, and we ended up in the men's bathroom. And, you know, one thing went to another again, and I was nailing her in the bathroom stall.
Okay, I'm going to hit the dump button. Like, let's not be so graphic.
You're having relations.
Okay, sorry. Right. So we're in the stall doing our business. And my cousin's friends are walking in to use the bathroom, and they're slapping me five as I'm doing it.
Oh,
and it got all over the Jack and Jill. So actually, when I got out, it got back to the relatives.
Hey.
Now it's a baby shower.
Long story short, we got driven home, you know, back to the place we're at. So, you know. It was kind of, you know, I kind of embarrassed the relatives, but, you know, I still do it all over again.
Nobody asked.
You sound awfully ashamed of yourself. I'd do it again.
I wouldn't do a thing differently.
Yep.
I embarrassed my family,
right.
But I would do it again.
Exactly. I high-five guys.
I mean, I thought it was pretty cool, you know, getting high-fives as you're getting a little, you know.
Wow. It's like you're riding a horse or something, you know?
Exactly.
A sporting event.
National anthem playing. Da, 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 da. Yep.
Yeah, but you guys are great, man. I listen to you every morning. It's awesome. You know, you look at crappy work, and then you make my day.
Oh, thank you. How old were you when this happened?
Oh, wow. Probably, I want to say, I don't know, like 42.
Really? Nice.
Okay.
Not in the 20s.
Okay. See, that's what I thought. Because when you're drinking in your 20s, that's fine. Drinking in your 40s, boy, that's a challenge.
Yep, exactly.
Well, it wasn't the first time something happened like that, but that was the craziest place and the funniest place.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's what you guys like to do there.
Yeah, she's
the
1-year-old birthday party.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, you're in the running for the tickets. Thank you, brother. Schools are expecting to face shortages of a lot of things this school year, including juice boxes, chicken tenders. So they're cutting back the options on the menus. Now, we've faced a lot of product shortages. Toilet paper, hand sanitizer.
That was big.
Mm-hmm. Bleach.
Garden gnomes.
Oh, God.
Cleaning supplies.
Lysol, yep.
Yeah, those wipes especially.
Oh, yeah.
Really, we couldn't keep up with the demand for garden gnomes. That seems weird.
I know.
It's important.
They go to Travelocity spokesperson.
You garden in the spring. It was a thing.
You can have a garden. You don't need a gnome.
Just find a short friend. Pay him to stand there.
But let's go through this 100-year pandemic. Toilet paper, hand sanitizer, bleach, cleaning supplies, gas.
Yeah.
All essential.
Yep.
Garden gnomes.
Not essential.
I would read this list and say, who the hell would need a garden gnome? And then right to my right.
You'd see her face.
I looked for one.
And then don't forget, obviously, all the masks once we were told we had to wear those.
Yep.
Ketchup, grape nuts.
Lumber. Mm.
Milano cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Pocket change. Building supplies. Pool supplies. Home decor. And now 8-year-olds will have to suffer. Wall Street Journal says that schools are concerned because juice boxes, hamburger, beef patties, chicken tenders are among the items that are not in supply. This is because of labor deficiencies and supply chain issues.
How about a good old bologna and cheese sandwich or PB&J? There you go.
Let's talk to our lunch lady, Erica Biagetti. I'm close, right?
Sort of.
Close.
Biagetti.
Be a jetty.
Right, okay. Just be a jetty.
That's right. I'm not the first one to mispronounce this name.
Don't be a jetty.
Good morning, lunch lady.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on today. And I have to say, as we talk about peanut butter and jelly, I do have to set the record straight. And Ashley was 100% right, because a peanut is a legume and it grows in the ground. Just from my last visit with you.
Oh, the last time.
Yeah.
Trivia. I remember this.
Be like, Ashley was right. I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
I haven't served a peanut in about 10 years.
It's okay.
Lightning will strike the earth exactly now.
Ashley was right.
I was right about something.
Write it down.
It's a miracle.
What?
But yes, we are. Unfortunately, a lot of what's happening is some of the major companies are. They used to have product lines that would have like 27 variations of chicken nuggets and chicken tenders and all of the super popular items. And now they're forced and they're limiting down to 10 or 11 items. So like, for example, Tyson has 27 and now they have 11 due to.
Wait, 11 different types of chicken nuggets?
Well, like dinosaur shaped.
Chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, chicken patties, all the main favorites in school lunch.
How many different chicken things are there?
There's a lot.
Really?
Yes.
All right. How many can you name?
Just for a chicken nugget, there's probably 7 different varieties. Chicken
of a chicken nugget.
Right.
Wow.
7.
Just for a chicken nugget. If it's a chopped form chicken nugget, if it's all dark meat,
let's hear the 7.
White meat, if it's whole muscle, if it's whole grain breading, if it's non-whole grain breading. So they've got about, Tyson probably has about usually 20 to 30 variations.
Whole muscle? Ew.
Yeah. Those are the ones that when you bite in, it gives you that chicken.
That cartilage chicken thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that drives
me
nuts.
Chopped and formed ones, which is more what the classic Wendy's McDonald's nugget kind of looks like.
Yeah, the second I bite into that, I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, I can't eat this.
Who came out with the chicken nugget? That was McDonald's, right?
I think
probably.
So.
No, I mean, this all started with them, I think.
Yeah. It was originally the kind like that had the little pieces, parts in it, then they made it just all white meat chicken. Remember they had that big announcement? It's all now white meat chicken. I'm like, what were you feeding us before?
Dark meat?
And then a lot
Is
of the
my brain
chicken
broken today?
Yes. It made sense.
I don't understand what you're saying. My brain's not processing your words.
Okay, hyena, relax over there. This is what the deal is, okay? You ever...
All right, go ahead.
Here's the deal, okay? When you bit into the chicken nugget, a lot of times it wasn't just, it wasn't like just a white meat patty inside. It was like pieces, like, you know, like there was like stuff in there, like dark meat was in there. Wasn't the pure white meat.
It was like the particle board
stuff
of chicken.
Exactly. It was horrible.
So they cook at different temperatures. So sometimes you would bite and it would separate naturally. And it was like a jigsaw piece. It's very weird looking.
And that gross. But then if they said, oh, we're using all white meat chicken now. And now they're much better.
That took 97 words for what could have taken like 8. But go ahead.
But the chicken that we use for school lunch is specifically designed for us. So the major companies, they would rather make sometimes chicken that has a higher profit margin and sell it to Popeyes.
Right. You're dealing with these other places.
Competition.
They're not just making it for school.
They make ours just for us, but because of their limited product lines being shut down throughout COVID and having issues in warehouses and manufacturing, they can only produce so much, so they have to make different choices of what they're going to produce. So they usually like to produce items that have a bigger return.
Somewhere there's a lot of live chickens. Like, shouldn't we be dead by now?
And this happened with the Popeye's chicken sandwich before, where they were running out of that chicken.
Yeah. They had a special patty.
Yeah, because
how many people are in this
sandwich
country
that they came out with, and that was a huge boost in chicken sales, so it did take a lot.
You know, it's wild. We have, what is it, 330 million people in the United States? And, I mean, there are hungry people, but not starving to death people, right? It's not like you see other countries.
Yeah, the third world countries.
They're skeletons
eating
and
dirt,
skin.
Yeah.
It's horrible to see.
Very sad, yes.
So we're very lucky. But somehow we're able to produce enough food for all those people every day. Multiple meals.
Yeah.
How is this? How do we do that? It's amazing. It blows my mind.
And as you say, too, we do have right now summer meals are going on. So there's sites across Connecticut that are giving out free breakfast, free lunch for anyone 18 years and under. And they serve meals, thousands of meals every day. It's awesome.
Erica,
that we don't have
Jetty.
Any hungry kids, because we do not like hungry children.
No, it's the worst feeling ever. Mm-hmm. Erica Biagiotti is on, food service director for Cheshire Public School and the president of the School Nutrition Association of Connecticut. So we got the top person here.
Now on nuggets.
And now, what do you think, how's this going to affect the lunch programs in Connecticut? Not a lot of chicken.
I think we're
going to
be faced with the ongoing hurdles that we've had this past year, and maybe a new different format. We'll have different menus, have to expand and think of what we're going to be using. I know one thing, if there's anybody out there listening, a lot of school districts across Connecticut have positions open in food service. So if you were thinking about it, or please
now,
go
why,
out and apply. We told staffing
where do
is,
you go? Where do you go?
You can
apply.
Go to your local school district under their employment page.
Oh, okay.
So just if you're from Milford, go to Milford Public Schools and search them. It's under there.
Same thing with your town, wherever you're
Cheshire,
from.
Same thing. Anywhere that you're living or a town that you'd like to work.
Is
they
this
have openings, huge numbers of openings
wow.
for
is
the
this,
fall.
Is this shortage because people are getting the extra unemployment right now?
I couldn't say what it's specifically for. All I know is that we do have a lot of positions open and not as many applicants as we previously have had. I know there's some districts
think,
with
how much do you think, like,
7 to 8 to 13 plus positions open for the fall.
Coffee?
How much money do you think the Cheshire school system spends in a school year for food?
On purchasing food?
Yeah.
Probably about $500,000 to $1 million.
It's a big shopping
depending
cart.
On between if you're adding in paper goods or cost of goods.
Right.
Most school districts about that size. I came from a district that was 3,300 students, and now I'm at about 4,500 students.
It's a lot of people to feed.
How about the meatless stuff? You know, like the meatless Whoppers and the meatless sausages and whatnot.
Yeah,
tastes
Beyond
like
Meat.
It.
Come on, let's buy some. Yeah. I'm stocking that company.
Beyond. Give me some Beyond Chicken Nuggets.
I've done falafel bites. I haven't done the Beyond Beef yet, but we do have an upcoming training session on the Beyond Beef in October about plant-based menus.
AJ, that's what's going to be. You know, you ever have you come in from playing outside and You're like, what's for dinner, Mom? It's like goulash. It's like everything that was in the fridge, like cut up and mixed together. It's like
potluck, yes.
Well, that's how pizza started. This is like what all the leftovers throw down this thing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where the garbage pie came from.
Yeah. That's it. You're going to have to get creative now.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I was out shopping yesterday at Costco, and blueberries were like $6.99 a container, and they used to be like $4. So just the, as we're all aware, everybody who goes out grocery shopping now, it's like everything is just skyrocketing.
I wonder how much of this is really from the pandemic and how much of it is like, hey,
everybody else is raising
everything
prices.
Everything else is going up.
Exactly.
Who's going to notice?
Well, you know, they're jacking the price because the price of fuel went up, so they got to haul the
trucking,
stuff around.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do even with the fires and the drought out west and being able to feed cattle and corn. A lot of that comes all the way back to chicken and beef. I know beef prices are sky high. A lot of restaurants have limited their choices of steak options due to the price.
Do you guys serve corn dogs in school?
On Fair Fun Day, yes, we do.
Fair Fun Day.
Wow. Fair Fun Day.
Special day. No Weenie Wednesday for you.
Fair Fun Day.
Yeah. I like corn dogs.
Hummels hot dogs only.
Oh, yes, hummels are great, but why would you dip them in?
Boar's Head. Deli.
Spatter. Put them in a bun. Kids want them in a bun. No?
They're good. A little mustard.
Yeah, I like them.
They're good.
You're alone on the corn dog thing.
Yeah, you are.
If you have, if it's the only thing to eat, but if there's a corn dog here and a hot dog and a roll here, there's no competition. You go for the hot dog.
I don't know.
Sometimes I will seek out a corn dog
nuggets.
It depends on how you cook the hot dog. If it's off a grill, like, you know, barbecue grill, then definitely going for that one.
Yeah.
Hot dogs are a favorite.
They are.
You still do Pizza Friday?
Have to.
Yeah. Otherwise, the kids, they riot.
That's every school district, and it's been since the beginning of time.
Those square pizzas.
Yes.
The sheet pizza.
Are they still square?
Yes, they do still have square pizzas.
Yep.
Why is that? Because you can make more, like a giant pan?
Like a sheet, yeah.
Nice sheet?
Mm-hmm.
Nice sheet pizza.
A lot of times, just the classic slice is what's really popular. They like the traditional.
Like the Elio's, yep.
And then the juice boxes. What's that all about? Why is there a shortage with that?
They've had a shortage for juice. A lot of juice is blended with, for the USDA, we have to have everything being domestic, and juices are usually blended. So there's been like a packaging shortage and getting juice and making it. And the companies that make juice are making other items rather than the juice for school.
Go with bottled water, I guess.
Going to conference someone in with Erica. Scotty. Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing this morning? Love the show.
Thank you.
So, I do have some insight, you know, as a produce broker. I'm the guy in between. I've called before. The guys that buy the product, produce, from California, Florida, Texas, and then sell it to the retailers at Walmart and Big Y, and I write the ads also and take care of the end of the business. But just to give you an example, so I can buy a case of cantaloupes, okay, 12 cantaloupes in a case or 9 from Arizona for $9, $8, $6. But guess what? I got to get it here. Mm-hmm. And the problem is there's no truck drivers and nobody wants to drive and nobody wants to work. So that shortens the truck, which, you know, inflates the price of getting the product here because there's, you know, we have to pay for the freight. The other thing is, you know, when you look at locally grown, not right now, you guys know we're doing locally grown corn and you know, peppers and, you know, everything that you can think of, peaches. The guys, the farmers that are out here, and I have about 110 farmers that I deal with, they're not planting because they have no one to pick this
extra income for unemployment is a problem everywhere. I saw a restaurant in Fairfield close because they just can't get anyone to work.
Right, no servers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you self-serve.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And unfortunately, you know, or fortunately for some, the farmers can sell an ear of corn for $1.50 because guess what? You know, it's the experience, right? You go to the farmer, you go to the stand. You don't care what, you know, it's $2 an ear. You know, you can go to Big Y and buy an ear of corn for 50 cents, but it's the whole experience, right?
Plus fresher.
That's what you want. But these guys are struggling. And meat and everything else, all this cost is being driven by freight and people not wanting to work. That is the basis for this whole thing. So anyway, enjoy the show, guys.
Scotty, thank you
so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, man. You too, Scotty, the produce guy.
Learned a lot today.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, kids, get ready for your chicken nugget shortage.
Exactly.
It's going to be their depression.
When I was a kid, we only had one kind of chicken McNugget or nugget or whatever.
And plenty of dipping sauce, but no
and
chicken.
No juice boxes.
We had to make
our own juice.
We had to eat our own fingers.
Yeah. Well, and what we've seen before, and we're so committed to our students and making sure that we do everything we can to have and overcome all these obstacles.
You guys are the best. You really are the best.
Look at you.
So, all right. Thank you, Erica Biagetti, Food Service Director for Cheshire Public Schools and the President of the School Nutrition Association. Before we get to interesting facts about the Olympics,
yes,
we just got a call from a tribe member. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, it's Andrea from Watertown.
Hey, Andrea. What did I forget to do here?
Well, you were doing the dumbass news about the girl that got on the intercom and ripped her boss apart.
Yes, damn it.
And then all of a sudden Funk was on and I was like, oh, so we're going to hear if this is a liability or not. And then all of a sudden a squirrel ran in front of you and you were off into another direction.
That's exactly everything you just said. Yes.
Funk.
It was a squirrel.
Call Funk.
No, we start talking about AJ mentioned the smoke from the wildfire or whatever, the haze. And then we start talking about that. Then the next thing you know. Old Jed's a millionaire.
Yep.
Okay. Can we get Funk back on the phone, please?
See?
That's why I wanted to talk to him.
Yep.
Funk him. Thank
you. All right, you guys have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Funk him.
Funk him.
Damn that squirrel.
Damn it. When your memory goes.
Funk him.
Funk him.
When your traffic reporter can't report traffic.
Funk him.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
When you're on Pork Avenue.
Funk them.
It all went south.
It was Pork Place.
Right, Pork
Place. Funk them.
Excuse me, Pork Place.
Pork Place.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
I'm totally hungry.
I forgot about that.
It is.
Hey, it's Tire Talk Tuesday.
Yeah.
You're
going to roll.
I didn't sleep last night.
Oh. Should I close your eyes?
We can't get him?
Nope. He says, Funk them.
Funk them.
Funk
them. Talk to you again. Funk them.
What are we getting, voicemail? We don't even know what state he's in, right? He's seven states.
Right.
So he had to pass the bar in all these states.
Seven different states.
He's 30-something years. What is it?
34.
34? Yeah. Funk him.
Funk him.
All right. Damn it. I screwed that up. Hold on. You know who we can call?
Who?
Bob Mitchell.
Ah. Attorney Bob Mitchell.
Try him.
But of course, he's going to say the same thing. They can do anything they want.
Sure. Hold on.
He always says that. Uh-oh. Just tell him, watch your language.
this is not a court of law.
Yeah, if he says, how the F are you? Wow, he's the same ring as I do.
Bob?
Can I spell it Bob's? Bob.
I come up as
unknown caller.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe he's on Pork Place.
It's almost like a superhero. It's the unknown caller. Dun dun dun.
Your call has been forwarded.
I hate that lady.
Yeah, gee, thanks, lady.
I hate that lady.
So I wouldn't have been able to figure that one out.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah. No, the one I love is, hi, this is Jim. I'm not here right now. So leave a message. Yes, because if you didn't tell me to leave one after the tone, I wouldn't have figured it out, okay? 1985, we knew to leave a message at the tone.
Right.
Okay, and then leave a message at the tone. Jim stops speaking, and then the lady comes on. To leave a message. Yes, I know! Jim told me!
Or after you sit through all that, you find their voice box is full, their message box.
Oh, that's the
worst.
The voice
box is full.
Yes.
Have you ever got the one where it's like, press 4 to send a fax now. It's like, who the, what?
Fax?
From this
year
number?
Since.
What?
Yeah, right.
All right, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, no, just a quick question about this whole vaccine thing. I hate to keep going over all this.
So basically, opinions, whatever you guys believe in, anyways, I'm a guy that just doesn't, a little nervous, say the least, about that.
All right, let's start at the end.
Okay, let's start at the end. Basically, the employer mandates you get the vaccine. Do they now assume responsibility of your health care?
Probably not.
Oh, like if things go wrong.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. You really know the answer to that already. Right. We all do.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a good question. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Okay. Bye.
All right. What, did he have more?
I don't know.
Funk 'em.
Is it pork place?
All right. Let's talk Olympics. Call and tell me something I should be excited about and give me one reason why I should be watching the Olympics.
The end.
I'll be taking notes.
The end.
I do like the closing ceremonies.
It means it's over.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody? Anybody here watching the Olympics, first of all?
No.
No. Yes. Yeah, you can't watch a NASCAR race because they have the freaking Olympics.
Okay.
In 2 weeks.
Phil, you're watching it.
I'm watching. Right. I'm really excited about the women's basketball team. Like half of the players are from UConn.
Yeah.
Not all necessarily played together at the school at the same time. Like from different years. But there's like, I think six at least, maybe seven.
It's basically UConn women against the world.
You know, it's funny. Yes. It's the men's basketball team got America lost to France. Since when is France known for basketball?
This is why we should be watching. Should be watching.
What, to watch us lose?
I said women's team.
I know.
Okay.
No, but it's this is one of the reasons why they put this dream team together. It's all the best players in the NBA.
It's like space.
And they're losing.
Yep.
The NBA.
God damn the NBA.
Yep.
I was biting my tongue so hard.
Again, this better be on the reel.
Big reel.
It's not
going to
be just me this week.
Tire Talk Tuesday.
Now it's out in the NBA.
I have some interesting facts here.
Do tell.
About the Olympics, if you'd like to hear them.
Please.
If you have any Simone Biles facts, you can ignore them because she's out. She removed herself from competition.
Okay, I'll see. I'll self-edit as we go along here.
Bile poop?
The estimated cost of the Summer Olympics is $26 billion.
Why spend that kind of money?
Because you make it back.
It's mostly why Japan is pushing forward with it, despite 80% of the population not wanting the games to happen due to the pandemic. That's partially because the country has lagged on vaccinations. Only 21% of the population is fully vaccinated.
Ooh.
The U.S., 48%.
Eh.
What do they know that we don't?
Good at math.
COVID-19 countermeasurements alone costed around $900 million. Japan is losing more than $15 billion because they've had to ban spectators.
Yeah.
No travel.
Empty seats.
This is the second time Japan is hosting. They hosted back in 1964.
Well, I was two.
Oh, the Summer Olympics. I'm like, it was definitely earlier than that, but that was a Winter Olympics.
No flies on you.
Well, you just fact-checked yourself.
You did.
Wow.
That's...
Nagasaki.
Holy crap.
Is that dirty word?
Nagano.
You've been fact-checked.
Twice. Second fact-check.
By yourself.
Look at that.
More than 11,000 athletes from 205 countries and territories plan to participate.
That's
boring.
Thank you, Homer.
11,000 athletes.
A lot of beds.
And they're all sleeping on cardboard beds.
Are Pop-Tarts the official food of the Olympics? They were like Lake Placid years.
What's this?
What?
Oh. Attorney Funk is back. Good morning.
Bunk 'em.
Miss me already?
Of course.
Yes.
So you want me to finish that explanation, huh?
Yeah. I was going to ask you about something that I got sidetracked. So when an employee purposely makes a video embarrassing a company, like in other words, you work at a fast food place and then you do something bad to the food, or you make an announcement over the PA system and you call someone racist, or what, something like that, right? And you post it on the internet. Can the company sue the employee for damages?
Well, of course, you can sue somebody for anything. You might not win.
Oh, okay.
That's the question.
All right, then what do you think the chances are of winning that?
It all depends on the message, how defamatory it is.
All right, let's start with the burger, all right? So you do something, you stick a burger down your pants, and then you serve it, right? And then you post the video. What do you think? What are the chances of the hamburger place winning against the employee?
They would win. First, what would happen is the customer would win against the hamburger place.
Oh, the customer.
And then the hamburger place would go after the employee for its share of it, which would seems like all of it.
Gotcha. Huh. Okay, then there was another employee. We were playing this in Dumbass News. She quit over the PA system, called the boss racist, incompetent, did this whole long list.
Bunch of stuff.
What do you think about that?
Well, if he is racist and incompetent, then there's no claim.
Oh, really? So how would you, in a court of law, prove racism?
That'd be tough, but, you know, that's the kind of thing that a company wouldn't pursue, because when you force her to prove the truth, you don't know what in the world she's got.
Yeah, it's like
that all out on blast.
It's like the OJ glove thing. Like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have him try it on.
Doesn't fit, doesn't I quit?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe we should just let this one lie.
Yeah. So. Okay. Sounds like you're being attacked by birds. So.
Were you hitting him frying pan or what?
Oh, you caught me on a dog walk.
Oh, nice.
All right. Thank you, Attorney Funk.
No problem. We'll talk soon.
Bye. Yeah, like in 2 minutes.
Yes.
I'll have another question.
Just keep calling all morning. What the funk?
Every 5 minutes.
Hey, so what about this?
Right. Why should we watch the Olympics?
Right.
Wait, one more thing.
What should I have for dinner?
And another thing.
We should call him back, ask him his dog's name.
I got a bad haircut. Can I sue?
That's right. I didn't ask. I wanted to ask, too.
Yep.
Two sports are making a comeback this year, baseball for men and softball for women. They've both been out since 2008.
We can watch baseball anytime, really.
Four new sports.
The sports like the NBA.
I am grabbing a friggin' Red Bull when I hit this song.
Oh, man. It's going to be an epic reel this week. Not just me.
Four new sports are making their Olympic debuts.
Karate sports.
Sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding.
Sport.
Just one country pulled out of the Olympics due to the pandemic, North Korea.
Oh, well, okay. They got missiles to build anyway, so. Get back to work!
The U.S. has won 2,523 Summer Olympic medals throughout history. This is before the games started.
Wow.
And that's more than any other country.
Ha-ha!
We should just call it the 2021 Olympics, not the 2020, like. We shouldn't be doing that.
All right. Well, if you say so.
It's 2021. Like, why are we pretending? Nobody's fooled.
Well, they do it every 4 years, so.
Yeah, but COVID. So 2021. It doesn't bother anybody else?
Not really.
No.
All right.
Nope. My breakfast still sits right here. We're good.
I know they're lying to me.
And that's sports.
The more I hear it, the more I realize Eric's a saint. It's never too early to talk about football, especially when it's in the news big time. Joe Linta, NFL agent on the show now. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Good. What's the deal with vaccine and players? Is this going to be a big problem?
Yes. It's going to be a controversial issue. A lot of guys are just refusing to do it. I think some because of science, some because of religion, some because of nobody's going to tell me what to do.
Right.
They are in the minority now, but the NFL coming from the top down, this isn't something that the running back coach instituted. This is coming from New York and in the corporate headquarters, so to speak. And they're really putting these guys on notice, like, look, if you don't get the vaccine, they're not mandating it because the union has not acquiesced to mandating it, as the coaches all have to get vaccinated. So what they've done is they've put these rules in. Basically, the rules are like they were last year. If you don't get the vaccine, you have to wear a mask. You have to get tested every day. Social distancing in meeting rooms. When you go to lunch, you're kind of in detention, so to speak. When you're in the locker room, they have separate locker rooms.
Wow.
When you go on an away trip, like starting with the Hall of Fame game, which is next weekend, Steelers and the Cowboys, by the way, you can't go out at night. So if I were in Canton and I had a player on the Cowboys and I wanted to go out to take him out to dinner the night before, he wouldn't be allowed to go had he not, or if he were not vaccinated.
Oh. And what's the deal with the Giants? The Giants coach trying to stay out of it.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people are doing, trying to be politically correct and not take sides. And he's, you know, he was quoted as saying, "I never take a side." But I think all the, you know, the guys I'm talking to in the league over the last week, it's really like, this is a pain in the rear. Can these guys just get the vaccine and be done with it? That's kind of their take, you know, privately.
Or get a card that says you did.
There you go.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, the Tampa Bay Bucks are having the guys that are vaccinated wear red wristbands, and the guys that aren't wear yellow wristbands. So, I mean, this is, you know, and then you're talking about the whole HIPAA violations here, which I think the union lawyers are taking a look at. Is it a HIPAA violation if we reveal that you did or didn't get the vaccine? This is all new territory because, as you know, the whole COVID thing is new territory.
What about Aaron Rodgers? So he's with the Packers for another year. Is that definite?
He arrived late last night via private jet in the Green Bay airport and is walking into the facility. A lot of this was created by the media. It was a big stink about, you know, he said, am I going to play or not? It's a beautiful mystery. And I think he likes the attention and he likes to be in the news. And he's certainly been in the news and he made it a point that he wasn't crazy about the GM and the president of the team, but it was much ado about nothing because he's there, he's going to play, and that story will die down as soon as he, you know, gets over the first avalanche of microphones in his face, probably today or tomorrow.
And do you think this will be his last year playing? Last year with Green Bay?
I mean, guys like him, it's not about the money. I mean, the guy's made $300 million, so it's or so. I don't know how much exactly. But
what do you think that is about, after taxes?
$157.5, I think.
Right. Plenty.
Plenty, yeah. But guys like that, it's like Joe Flacco's in the same boat right now. He's playing in Philly, not making Aaron Rodgers money anymore, but he's playing because he loves the game, wants to play. Whether he was playing for $12 an hour or $25 million, it really doesn't change his life. You know, so this is about the guys loving the game.
What's this Watson massage story I'm seeing?
Well, he's the quarterback of the Texans, Pro Bowl player, and he was, you know, earlier in the year, he was, I want to get out of Houston, I don't want to play here, blah, blah, blah. And then a month or two later, he gets 22 complaints from women against him for massage situations. I don't want to get into too much here, but there's pending criminal complaints, and it's a hot mess down there because he wants to be traded, but yet he's in this legal turmoil, and he walked into the building, so he did, because they get fined $50,000 a day if they're not there.
Oops.
So he hasn't been disciplined by the league, but yet he's got this big cloud over his head. But if he didn't show up, they could fine him $50,000. So that's one that's kind of interesting and worth watching if you're a football fan.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
Oh, my God. I was thinking about that when you guys were talking about it before. It's like, have you watched badminton?
Fun, isn't it?
No.
that's where my life is right now, that I was watching badminton the other night. And I can't imagine. They hit the thing by whatever it's called once or twice.
The shuttlecock.
It goes on the ground.
Very specific
Somebody
name.
Somebody jumps up in the air, and it's like, I feel like I'm at, you know, my cousin's picnic.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, there should be like a keg and grandpa roasting hot dogs beside the court.
Yeah, no,
like,
man. Red solo cups. Yep, exactly.
It's hard to believe that that's an Olympic sport.
Surprise.
Yeah. I don't know. I at first thought it was me. you know, because I'm just not interested. Uh-huh. But then the more people I talk to, the more I realize no one's really interested.
Yeah, no.
No, there's more pressing problems right now watching that.
Well, I'm not sitting home worried about pressing problems, but if I'm going to turn the TV on, I'll watch, I don't know, whatever, a Bill Burr special.
Only entertained.
Yeah. So.
And the number one reason to watch, Simone Biles apparently dropped out last night, and that's going to kill the ratings, but she's not front and center. She's not.
All right. And the ratings were already dead, so now it's doubly dead.
Exactly right. Official
dead,
time
dead.
Of death now.
We were talking about that it should be like an NFL network kind of situation where you could dial up whatever you want to watch when you want to watch it.
There's just too many sports. There's I mean, when you look at the TV listings, it's amazing how many sports are in there now. Skateboarding, slalom canoeing. How about that one?
I saw slalom canoeing. That's interesting.
Wow.
I mean, maybe they're canoeing uphill or downhill. I don't know, but right. I've never heard of it.
Right. Next is killer kayaks.
How about put rocks on a backpack and see if they can swim across a lake?
Wow. There you go. Yes, that's called try not to drown.
Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.